Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
This is Fred Bottomer with a look at the week in religion. In the middle of America, a small group aggressively monitors anti-Semitism threats nationwide.
In this Chicago command center, threats to the nation's Jewish community mapped coast to coast.
Firearm, which would be some kind of violent incident.
Overseen by retired FBI agent Brad Orsini.
Shooting that's happening right now.
While we were there, a school bomb threat lit up the board.
We'll alert our folks in the D.C. area.
It's called Secure Community Network.
Most simply, the Secure Community Network is the Jewish community's own FBI and Department of Homeland Security.
SCN tracked over 5,000 threats last year, sending more than 1,600 tips to law enforcement. Director Michael Masters.
You can see things that the FBI can't.
We can do that. We can also have tools that are active in our command center to look at the deep and dark web.
Founded in 2004, the Intel Center took off after the 2018 mass shooting attack at Pittsburgh's Tree of Life Synagogue.
The horror of
the tragedy now seared into the mind of its rabbi, Jeffrey Myers.
To some degree, the pain never goes away. It's like a nightmare.
He credits his own survival to security training by Brad Orsini.
I wouldn't be alive if it wasn't for that training.
And then we locked the tourniquet on.
SCN now hosts active shooter trainings at Jewish centers nationwide. Orsini says threats have skyrocketed since October 7th. For Rabbi Myers, it's a somber reminder.
There is no such thing as sanctuary anymore. There is no house of worship that's safe.
And for Brad Orsini,
who is that person out there that's the next attacker? And that's really what we're looking for.
It's a call to action. Nicole Skanga, CBS News, Chicago.
LGBTQ plus advocates call it disappointing and disheartening. CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula explains.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints has expanded its restrictions on transgender members, issuing new guidance that includes prohibiting people who pursue transition from working with children. The new restrictions also bar LGBTQ plus people from being baptized in the Mormon Church.
During his weekly general audience in St. Peter's Square on Wednesday, Pope Francis strongly denounced the treatment of migrants crossing the Mediterranean Sea to enter Europe.
Bisogna dirlo con chiarezza.
Pope Francis saying those who did not offer aid to migrant vessels were committing a grave sin. And that's a look at the week in religion. I'm Fred Bottomer.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.